Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hadaway, What Is Love? Tomorrow, it is Radio City's Throwback Thursday. So if you like your tunes like that, you're in the right place. Tomorrow, we'll be getting those sort of tunes on. 7.51, I still feel rubbish from the weekend. I'm not going to lie to you.
Not surprised. If you've just joined us and you missed yesterday's show, he's been to Budapest on a stag do. You look fine in yourself. Your voice is less croaky today.
I'm tired, though.
Just exhausted. Oh, you're in that stage of the hangover.
Tired with heartburn.
It's day four.
Yeah.
I feel like day four, this should be a turning point.
I think I'm trying to think now. My last drink was Saturday. No, Saturday
night. Yeah, you flew on Sunday.
So it would have been Saturday night, about 11 p.m. Saturday night.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're on day four, Wednesday.
But how do I still feel like this?
Because we're old now. This is what happens.
Ridiculous.
You've got a couple of options here now. You either go down the route of what kills you cures you. You'd have a little shandy tonight, and it might pick you up a little bit. Or you go full healthy. You stop eating crunchy or cornflakes for your tea because you've gone into a little downward spiral, haven't you, with your food? Did you come
back? I had a Greggs yesterday.
Yeah, you haven't had one of them for a while.
Belgian bun.
Yeah.
Two sausage rolls and a ham. It was a bacon and chicken, I think, sandwich.
Yeah. And you feel that's what you need. Your body needs the salt and stuff, but it's not doing you any favours.
What, have you seen me?
Have you got your gym stuff ready to go back to the gym?
Yeah, I am going to the gym today, but I'll probably end up having a Mackey's later. Because the problem is I didn't do a food shop before I went to Budapest. And now I'm going to Leeds this weekend as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's no point doing a food shop now. So I'm just going to sort of eat rubbish the next couple of days. And then what I'll do is Monday I'll do a healthy food shop and I'll be back on it.
Okay.
Then I've got a nice run of no drinking or anything.
So you've got a hangover today.
Yeah.
Since Saturday.
Yeah.
You're going to start drinking again Saturday in Leeds with the lads.
Yeah.
So you might as well just let this hangover run into the next hangover.
That's
then, you're thinking?
Because it's only going to be one day, though. This is one day's drinking, whereas Budapest was 3 or 4 days on it. So
that could be worse, though, cramming it all into one day.
Yeah. No, I'll behave. I'll be good, yeah.
Okay, so when are we thinking we're going to have normal Scott
Monday.
Back?
He'll be back. I'm drawing a line under it now. Normal Scott will be back Monday, and he'll go, hello, I'm normal Scott. Inside, I'll be going, oh, God, I'll burn. But outside, I'll be going, hello, I'm normal Scott.
I don't know if you'll pull it off. So, Saturday night, can I ask you this? Are you staying over in Leeds?
I am, yeah.
Oh, no, there's no way you're all right for Monday.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
So, you'll drive home, you'll stop at the KFC
on
your way home on Sunday. Then you'll wake up on Monday all shivery and still really hungry.
At 4 a.m.
There's no way Monday you're not going to be all right.
I mean, I might need a Greggs Monday, but by Tuesday, I'll be rolling.
6 weeks after Budapest, you'll be back to normal.
By Christmas, I'll be great. Shane Codd, Get Out of My Head. It is 6:56. It's Radio City Breakfast with Leanna Scott. It's Wednesday the 21st today.
Is anyone watching 90 Day Fiancé UK on Discovery Plus? Apparently it's the final episode coming up this week, but Beauty and the Geek UK is going to be landing exclusively on Discovery Plus from this Sunday.
16 singles from two completely different worlds paired together with 50 grand at stake. Can these unlikely couples overcome their differences, rise above the stereotypes, and maybe even find love?
Wow, sounds fabulous. Watch the trailer at radiocity.co.uk, and there you can win yourself the ultimate entertainment system. It's all thanks to Discovery Plus.
On the way, news update at 8 o'clock. Then we've got music from Justin Bieber and Elton John and Britney. Hold me closer. That's coming up.
Radio City.
Hi, yeah, me again. Wednesday, 23rd of September today. It's Radio City Breakfast with Leanna Scott with Elton and Britney on the way. 8:01. Let's cross to our news team now and get the very latest news update.
First this morning, we're hearing Merseyside food banks say they're now helping to feed 100,000 people every year.
Morning to Radio City Breakfast with Leanna Scott. Let's get Elton and Britney on.
Radio City Breakfast.
Justin Bieber, what do you mean? 8:10, good morning. It's Radio City Breakfast, William and Scott, 21st of September today.
We just can't let this go. So this week, we've been asking you about weird and wonderful names that you've heard for pets, whether they're your pets or someone else's. I've got to mention this. Amy got in touch with the show overnight and said, my mate calls her dog Woof. Just for the laughs, imagine when she takes her for a walk and she's shouting its name across the park. Woof! Woof! And all the other dogs must go mad, mustn't they? On the field. Two guinea pigs, known locally as He-Man and She-Ra. Thanks to Mr. Holden for getting in touch with that one. And M says, her mate's got a dog called Dog.
Well, makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, it makes sense. We've got some great voice notes on this as well, so have a listen to these.
I knew some fella who's got a dog called Alan, and he told me that it makes him laugh because he shouts Alan round the park and people expect it to be his mate, and now little Alan, the Jack Russell, comes out. Yeah, Alan the dog.
Hi, Alan Scott. I've got a bearded dragon called Kev. I also won a competition to name one of the meerkats at Crocky Park.
What?
And I called him Dave.
I love the fact he's just so casual.
Yeah, oh, it's a free-for-all now. Dragon. So the phone lines are open. We're here. We're ready. Call us. 0151 472 0967. What's your pet called? Have you heard weird names for pets? Get them to us now.
This is Tom Grennan, All These Nights, 812 Radio City Breakfast with Leanne and Scott.
Earcheckdownloads.com.